diligent in this matter. Give yourself wholly to them, so that everyone will see your progress. The word of God is the major instrument to make progress in life. Join God's servant, Stony E. Luide, of the Comforter Revival International Mission, as he brings the word of God that is ordained for your progress. Welcome to the Comforter Hour of Process for Progress.
Amen. Oh, you have done, you have used for us. Receive our thanks in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
As we have come again, you will strengthen our hearts.
Amen.
You will make known to us what we need to know.
Amen.
Thank you for hearing us. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
Let's open our Bible to Proverbs chapter 17, verse 24. I would have loved that we continue the prayer. That's very, very important. All our prayer is that our labor of love will not be in vain. We just keep going, irrespective of those who agree and those who disagree. We keep laboring, because we know one day we will reap. Proverbs chapter 17, verse 24. Say, wisdom is before him that has understanding. Let me stop here. Just a part. Wisdom is before him that has understanding. Wisdom is before him that has understanding. Tonight we'll be sharing with us the wisdom of God and the understanding of God. There are three things I've seen in the Bible: wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. They always go together. And the issue is that nobody rises above his understanding. Nobody rises. Now, this passage says, wisdom is before him that had understanding. Application is before him that has understanding. Do you have NLT, New Living Translation? That here part. That's what we'll be dealing with tonight. Sensible people keep their eyes glued on wisdom. Wisdom is before him that has sense. Let me use the word sense. Eh? Now, we'll go gradually. If I can use 30 minutes, I'll be very happy. Wisdom is before him that has understanding. Now, this passage we read, the only place I saw that the Holy Ghost instructed, he instructed people to cry for. Say, cry for it. Say, cry for understanding. Cry. To let you know how important this matter is. Now, if someone did not know this place now, this very venue. And maybe it's coming from government house. He need a lot of description. Abi? Do you understand? Now, if he's driving, he will be driving under probability. Because he didn't know the place. But the person that have come to this place up to 10 times that know the place, he will be driving with confidence because he know where he's going. The matter in the world today is that many are going to the place they don't even know. This is just me. But see that someone that know the place, you don't need the scripture. If I'm to drive from my house to this place now, I knew all the pothole. I knew. So I knew how to apply brake because I know that there is a pothole. When we travel in any route, about two times, when we are now going to say, remember there is a bomb in front. You say, yes, I know. You will match brake. But when we have not find that route, we hit the bomb. Why? This is for you not to keep hitting the bomb of life. I beg you tonight, get to understand. It will help your life. Now, what is God's wisdom? God's wisdom is the application of the knowledge of God. Why the understanding of God is why and how things will be done. Huh? Some are doing things today, they don't know why it should be done. Then they don't even know how they will go about it. Very important. Wisdom is before him that has understanding. Now, we will read maybe two or three passages like that. Now, people pray for favor. We were in a place some times ago, they were praying for favor with all seriousness. And I think it's an opportunity for me to correct them. And I said, favor is not something you pray for. No, you don't pray for it. Because you can't be praying and go against what God said. Do you understand? Now, favor is a product of understanding. Favor, the favor of God is simply the product of the understanding of God. Proverbs 13 verse 15a. It's a good understanding giveth favor. But if we keep praying for favor from now to tomorrow, favor no go come home because that is not the way. Yes. But the word of God says, Proverbs 13:15a, good understanding giveth favor. Simple. So for me now to enjoy God's favor on a daily basis, what must I have? The good understanding of him. Now when you see people that say, I just decided to, something just tell me to do something for you. You wonder why. On what ground? Because the man had the understanding of God. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the understanding of God will be delivered to your spirit man tonight. In the name of Jesus Christ. But in the Old Testament, it was stated, say, cry for it. Cry for it. Search for it. I say, if this thing has gone to this point, me, all my labor, I should labor on how to get the understanding of God. Because if I get that, then the favor of God follow me literally. Then men's favor follow me literally. At the end of the day, so I say, I spoiled the meeting. He was there. But I didn't spoil the meeting. I believe I helped them. Do you understand the point? The truth is this, that I think when it's going on, you know, the word of God is not, this thing is not in line with it. Why am I still here? Friends, get the understanding of God. He will lead you up. Whatever you are doing, whatever you are called to do, what to do is not the problem. If you don't have the understanding on how to do it well, it will not attract the reward that it ought to attract. We need to get this straight. I pray that in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, who I've prayed before, I'm standing again. that the prayer, the answer of this prayer we are praying today, will become your portion forever. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, let's go to Proverbs chapter 2. We'll read verse 1 to 11. We'll see what he does for you. You know, sometimes when we finish meeting here, I told us how I started my own life in those days. By the time we finish meeting, a meeting like this, everybody will go home. Once I go home, is to take my bath and come back. I'll be no under basha, not even a building. All the prayer that was raised, I will repeat them. Sit down. Other will be at home. I will be there. Unknowing to me that God was dissing. See, this matter is not a matter we should keep aside. Except the young people. You are very fortunate to hear what you are hearing now. We were in our 30s before we hear this. Huh? I keep telling people what I did. Because I know some of my contemporaries, they are already in ministry at 20. When I realized myself at 30, in my own 30s, I have to walk times two of what they are doing. Even I won't be able to catch up. It was telling me something. Say, thank God you have done something. So let me tell you, as age increased, let me tell you this. If you didn't eat well in your youth, you won't cope at your adulthood. Don't let any devil deceive you. See here. In those days, I can travel 100 kilometers, I mean 1,000 kilometers. I will still land there, still be playing around. Now, if we travel from here to Abuja, that is not up to, is there to Abuja, is up to 500 kilometers? I doubt. What happened? I'll tell you, say, look, you can pray your own prayer. As you see me now, I'll sleep there. It's true, age is telling. Age is what? It's telling. You can't tell mama now. Mama should sit down now inside the echo now for 12 hours. And you say you want to give her story that night. What did mama need? Now sleep. But a person of 30 years can still jump up and down. Please wake up. Oh. See, for you not to regret tomorrow, that's why we are telling you this today. Do you see the way it was, it's lamenting? Are you getting my point? I tell people, and all these youth, I say, look, wake up. Wake up now, so that you not wake up later. Wake up now. Do you understand my point? Now, let me show you this. Are we in Proverbs chapter 2? Let's read from verse 1. My son, if thou will receive my words and heed my commandment with thee. Verse 2, we are reading to 11. So that thou incline thy hear unto wisdom. Can you see? What should your hear be ready to hear every day? Television? No. Wisdom. It says, open your hear to hear what? It's wisdom. It means whenever anybody wants to talk to you, if some people want to discuss something, I say, is it a matter of how to raise the dead? Is it a matter of how to heal the sick? If not, please forget it. That's not my calling. Has somebody fall down from scaffold? Is that my problem? Open your ear to what? To God's wisdom. And apply thy hand to understanding. See what God is telling you now. Yea, if thou criest after knowledge, and lift up thy voice for understanding. If we want to pray aloud, it should be for the purpose of God's knowledge and God's understanding. If you need to have a sleepless night, it should be for that reason. If thou speakest as fever, and searchest for as for his treasure. Can you see the instruction now? This is what has helped us to be where we are today. This is what has helped us to where we are today. Sometimes I sat down with my Bible 17 hours in the day. Sit down. So just open my heart to see what you are saying. I'm not saying, Lord, open my ear to hear what you are saying. Because A man of understanding wants to see what God thinks, not want to hear it. Am I communicating? Other men like to say, Lord, open my ear to hear you. Mm-mm. My own is, open my eyes to see what you are saying. You know, when you see what God is saying, it means you have understanding. Do you get the point now? Oh, they are not with me again. Okay, it's okay. Then shalt thou understand the fear of the Lord, and find knowledge, and find the knowledge of God. Verse 6. For the Lord giveth wisdom, out of his mouth cometh knowledge and understanding. You can't find this thing in university. It's from God's mouth. The understanding and the wisdom we are talking about is not something you can get in any school. You can only get it from God. He laid us down wisdom for the righteous. He is a buckler to them that walk uprightly. He keepeth the path of judgment and preserved the way of his saints. Then shalt thou understand righteousness and judgment and equity, yea, every good path. When wisdom entereth into your heart, and knowledge is pleasant unto thy soul, then discretion shall preserve thee, understanding shall keep thee. For you to be kept, for you to be preserved, for you to be protected by God, you must have his understanding. It's a serious issue. Huh? One thing since I've learned that there is no everlasting man. Eh? We only have everlasting God. One day, if Jesus tarries, we will grow old. Eh? We will go and meet him and drop this gongoni here. So, oh, that's what he has done his own. Good. Eh? Do you understand my point? The reason why God talks about birthday in the Bible, where I saw birthday in the Bible. He teach us to number our day so that we apply our heart unto wisdom. Anyone that doesn't have a vision from the Lord and how to go about it does not worth celebrating their day. I've said this again and again. For essence of what? You are 50 years good. What are your products? The other day we are praying for Mama here. Ali, you can see our photo. Yes. Abi? So, if you want to celebrate birthday, show me your product, please. If you not show me your product, okay, now you're worth it. Are you hearing me? Celebrating birthday and posting your picture to Facebook, you are a way to. As wonderful as it may look like, if you cannot show the world your product, or your product cannot say, here am I. Don't celebrate anything. Whether you like it or not, you know what I tell you, you know, you won't like it because it's the truth. But one thing I've learned, you can do nothing against the truth but for the truth. The earlier, the better. We got to our village the other day. I said, see the village where I came from. For anyone to come out from this kind of place and become reasonable in life, it will take extraordinary God's grace. I tell you. Eh? In my secondary school days, we would trek 6 kilometers. Treasure to school. We would trek 6 kilometers on Sunday night. On Friday evening again, we trek the same 6 kilometers back home. On Saturday morning, go to farm. Then on Sunday again, is that for you now? You do lessons. Do you see me? In my day, do I know what they call nursery school? You attended nursery school? They say, when they came that morning, they say, do hand like this. I do hand like this. My hand, you know, you can't start. It's after all this. God has brought us to where we are. You younger, you have no excuse. See, you have no excuse. I need to tell you, you have no excuse. Nursing school, drive them to school. Okay. When they are going again, they go with food. I say that's a good thing. You go with food. Abi? And after closing the game, they go and bring you to there. You're already a president. Yes! They will not be begging them to study. No, sir. I'm saying now, the old world is hearing me. I pay in my 500 level, my tuition fees, everything I pay was 855 naira. 800 is not 1,000 naira. Sir. Those in management, they pay less. Yes. I think we are the highest paid with the medical student. I mean 855 naira. It's not up to 1,000 naira. Accommodation there was 90 naira. 90. If you hold 100 naira now, the masala will tell you, say, this masala is 150. My accommodation fee for 1 year was 90 naira. I mean 90 naira. I'm not talking of, it's all 100 naira. When we are talking to you, you think that somebody is, it's okay. But I pray you must hear it. God must help you to hear it. God must help you to understand. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I started to calculate all the money I pay in the university for 5 study programs. I calculate them all. I cannot find 4,000. Everything. That was a year I paid 380 naira. That was a year I paid 150 naira. In fact, that 865 naira we wanted protesting. That is too much. But look at us. Look at it now. Please wake up. I beg you, do what? Wake up. I beg you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, wake up. Do what? Wake up. Now, wisdom is before him that has understanding. It may be the key to any successful living, the key to any successful business, the key to any successful adventure is God's understanding. He says, cry for it. Lift all your voice for it. Let the old one know that this is your aim and objective. By the time God help you to grasp it, it becomes a treasure that your children, generation to come, will reap of it. This is the level we are getting to. Do you understand my point? Are you getting understanding tonight? It's okay now. I say God's favor is a product of good understanding. Have we read it today? We have read it. It's a good favor. I mean, good understanding giveth favor. In anything you are doing, your aim and objective first and foremost is to be the best. Don't even become an average. Now, when I read the book of Isaiah, let's read Isaiah chapter 2 verse 1. You see what it says. That Isaiah went beyond hearing God. He went to the point of seeing. He said the word that Isaiah the son of Amos saw. Can you see? The word he saw is, it means he has grew beyond hearing. He has gotten to the point of understanding. See, the word that Isaiah the son of Amos saw. It means the word of the Lord that Isaiah the son of Amos understood. What you don't understand cannot, you can't bless anybody with what you don't understand. You don't. It doesn't work in that way. It does not work in that way. And one primary objective of Jesus coming to earth is to give us understanding. One primary reason why he came is to give us the understanding of God. The Son of Man came to give us understanding. The understanding of God. As he said in the so what will happen now when the young girl just reached 18 years is marriage? Which should be at your back. Get something tangible. Become someone that they will be sorting for. But they say, maybe he doesn't want me to marry, he doesn't want me to do this. No, no, that's not the issue. That's not the issue. But first thing must come first though. First thing must come. I told one man, we're discussing one man, I said, look, you see this house? Drugs is forbidden here. He said, what are the children? I said, they can't be under this umbrella and take drugs. I know why. Because there is no place I read in the Bible that after Jesus came to die for us, we still use drugs to continue our lives. That was our standing case. And if any one of them ask anything, when I lay my hands, because Jesus said, you shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. In the name of Jesus, you are free. That's all. We live like that. And immediately he understood that. He declared the same declaration in his own. You see this house? I said, yeah. One thing is that when you declare what you believe, the environment have no option than to cooperate with you. Do you understand the point? As far as this commission is concerned, we are enjoying divine head, everything, everybody. That doesn't mean that Satan won't come. Once he comes, when he comes in one way, he flees seven ways. If he's landing on your body now, he's in trouble. In steady way, you have to run away. That is understanding. I have seen many pastors admitted in the hospital, diagnosing their body. I'm not against it. That's not my problem. But as far as I'm concerned, the understanding done in my heart. I can't be a patient. Do you hear what I say? So the day they too will see what I saw. They will enjoy what I am enjoying. Do you hear what I say? Please. I'm not saying hospital is bad, but hospital is bad for me. For me. And my family members. Hospital is worse. It's good for some other people, but me. Why? I saw it. That in redemption, divine health is in redemption. Simple. I don't need any. I said it here yesterday, I don't pray, Lord, don't let me to be sick. That is nonsense. I only thank him for what he does in my life. And I enjoy it. That is understanding. That's one aspect. Do you understand my point? So what we are saying in essence is this. When you understand God, any area that you understand God, you will enjoy him there. Any other area you are yet to understand him, forget it. Go and look for understanding of him in that area. Am I communicating? Get it right. Some people say, they don't have money. Money is the product of what? Service render. When you render quality service, then money comes now. What we are looking for every day is we are to just render what God, to deliver what God has given to us. We are not looking for money. Do you hear what I say? Where we read before? Did he say you cry for money? Did he say lift all your voice for money? Do you see money there? But there is something that is bigger than money. It's called understanding and wisdom. Proverbs chapter 4. Let it verse 5 to 9. I believe something is entering you now. Because God is speaking. The Spirit of God must connect everything to your spirit man. in the name of Jesus. Instruction here says, get wisdom. Get understanding. Get it all. Make it your home, your aim. Get wisdom. Get understanding. Forget it not. Neither decline from the words of my mouth. Forsake her not, and she shall preserve thee. Can you see? Wisdom of others and understanding preserve you. When you are living in fear, it means you lack God's wisdom and God's understanding. Say, love her, and she shall keep thee. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. And with all thy getting, get understanding. The richest man who lives, whoever lives in the Old Testament is telling you this. Let the next verse quickly. Thank you. Exalt her, and she shall promote thee. Can you see what brought promotion now? Promotion is a byproduct of wisdom and understanding. She shall bring thee to honor when thou dost embrace her. She shall give to thy head an ornament of grace. A crown of glory shall she deliver to thee. Aye. Can you see what wisdom and understanding is? People did not respect me. They didn't honor me. Get wisdom. Get understanding. When God's wisdom and God's understanding begin to find expression through your life, people have no option than to honor you. Oh my God. I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. You will become hungry and thirsty for God's wisdom and understanding. In Jesus' name. I said, one reason Jesus came. You know, he said something. Before Jesus came, there were healings. Do you understand? But there is something. Because when they say get wisdom, get understanding, they should be your possession. What you have. What do you have? Instead of you, I have nothing. Say no, I have God's wisdom and God understanding. I have. In what area? Let so something happen. You will see it working. Now. Please give others in 1 John chapter 5, verse 20. And we know that the Son of Man is come and has given us, can you see now? And we know that the Son of God is come and has given us high understanding. And has given us an understanding. Not that he will give us. Every child of God possesses the understanding of God, if they know. And has given us an understanding that we may know him that is true. And we are in him that is true. Even in his Son, Jesus Christ. This is the true God and eternal life. And we know that the Son of God is come. Why did he came? And has given us an understanding. What a plain. But if you don't search, and God didn't open your eyes of understanding, how will you capture this? Yes. And at another place, the great apostle prayed by the Holy Ghost that ye might be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. Colossians 1:9. See, this is the key. Everyone, everybody living wants his children to be great. Is that not true? Yes. They want their children to be greater than them and do greater things. Because there are changes. There is no father on earth that will want his children to do less than him. That person must not be a genuine father. That's why you see a father who did not go to school. We labor to send his children to school. What is he saying? Let these children be greater than him. Because in the greatness of the children, of their children, they too, they will be lifted. Because there is no way that the child will be great without the surname of his, without his surname. And that surname carries the name of his father. So anywhere they are mentioning his name, the father's name is also mentioned. The same thing applicable to God. He wants all the children to be great because they cannot mention the greatness of any child of God without mentioning God. We need to understand this. And we know that the Son of God is come and has given us an understanding. Can you say thank you, Lord Jesus, for giving me an understanding to know God intimately in the name of Jesus?
Given us.
But in the Old Testament, they cry for you. As you are crying for understanding, then you open your mind. Actually, I have already given you. Now you are not in possession of that. Go, I'll be using it. These are things that. Eh? Is God going to give us an understanding?
No.
He has what? It takes a man of understanding to know this. Some will read this and pass by. As we read the word of God from today, everything that is needful for your life will not pass by. In the name of Jesus Christ. Because it says, from the mouth, out of his mouth, cometh wisdom and understanding. And every thought of God's heart is what is packaged here. So the heart that cry for it, the thing jump to it. Every one of you, you will do great. Wherever God designed and designed your life for, nothing will stop you from getting there. Whatever will hinder you from arriving at your destination in accordance to God's plan and purpose, today that barrier is broken. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we know that the Son of God is come and has given us an understanding that we may know him that is true. And we are in him that is true. Even in his Son, Jesus Christ. This is the true God and eternal life. When my brother went to drive, bring a vehicle from Goku one day. It was night. And you know the way the road is. I'm talking of just December. On his way coming. Only one word keep ringing. In him, I live. In him, I move. In him, I have my being. That word keep ringing. Was he knowing the vehicle? And it was night. He keep driving. He believed that whatever we touch him has to touch Jesus first. And whatever we touch Jesus must touch God. There is no bullet that can hit God and penetrate God and hit Jesus and penetrate Jesus before he hits you. And he came safely. Why? Another time. We're to go to Yola one day. We're to start the journey and say, Lord, thank you because you are the way. We cannot drive in Christ. We cannot drive on him because he is the way. And the vehicle will tumble. We are going. Simple. Why? Another. Because Jesus said, I am the way. So when you drive in Christ, when you are going on the way, you know you are walking in. You cannot stumble. What has helped us? Another family. It will help you to live life. Where? It will help you to be lifted. Please don't. It says, cry for it. Search for it as for hidden treasure. No one's treasure is hidden. We got to Elisha the other day, we saw where people were digging gold. They said some people will dig gold for the next 1-2 months. They are inside underground digging. I say, And when we pass there, I say, I remember. So if people could search for gold like this, God instructed me to search for understanding like this. when you lock yourself, say, Lord, show me your heart. Eh? By the time you get the heart of God, you see, gold is nothing. Eh? Because gold becomes a byproduct of it. It's an issue that we must understand. The moment you get God understanding, your heart will change. Where people are speaking negative, you speak positive. When people say there is cast down, thou shalt say there is lifting up. Why? An understanding. Anyone that come across a man that had understanding of God prosper. It means people around you will prosper. And when people around you prosper, what happened to you? That is the key. Receive grace. To capture the reality of your understanding of the Almighty God. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's a serious issue. You won't live your life anyhow. Nobody should wake you up. Say, wake up and study. Wake up and pray. It is because you lack understanding. I tell you. If at this my age now, they say, wake up and do something that is right. Me? Before you say, wake up, I'm awake. Then we continue the journey. Do you know why? You are here for a reason. The day the Almighty God show you the reason why you are here, nobody tell you how to live. You live where? You live with that consciousness. Do you understand my point? I think we're in a place one day we're praying. Some people were praying, we're sleeping. We are more than 10 of us were praying, they are sleeping. And I realized that these people are gifted. Without gift of sleeping. If 10 people are praying and you are sleeping there, it's when you are alone, what happens? When you are hearing the sound of the thing, and you are sleeping, it means when there is no sound. And let me tell you one thing. Let me tell you this. It was stated in the Bible. Love not sleep. Don't even love it. Because if you love it, you love poverty. Do you know one thing? The difference between a man that is sleeping and the man that is dead. Let me show you the difference. The difference is that the man that is sleeping may wake up. I may not. But the one that is there is gone. Have you ever heard that some people go into their room and sleep in the night, they never wake up? So a man who is sleeping is not productive. Anytime you lie down sleeping, you know that you are not productive at all. And I said something I will repeat tonight. Listen to me. Let me say this. I will repeat it before I go away. If you sleep 8 hours per day, by the time you will be 30 years of age, you have used 10 years to sleep. We have 24 hours in a day, right? Divide 24 hours by 3, 8 hours. So when you will be 30 years, the actual year, you have wasted 10 years in sleeping. And the 20 years, you are not even productive. So what? So now, is it your father you should blame? Is it Nigeria you should blame? Is it environment you should blame, or you should blame yourself? Some will just say, I want to go and see Esther to sleep. When I got that calculation, it dawned on me. I said, I need to wake up. Where are some people lie down like this? Before they close their eyes, in the next 1 hour, their mind has saturated and captured some reality that they wake up with strength. A thinkless person will always wake up with weakness. Do you know the people that sleep where they are praying? They are thinkless. Because if there is something you think, there is a word of God that goes on in your heart, when you start to pray, sleep will never come. And when you sleep too much, when you wake up from sleep, you will be a fighter. You know when Brother Peter wake up from sleep, he carry cutlass. And Jesus, they calm down. It is because you wake up from sleep. A man that, oh my God, a man that is alive, he has wisdom on how to solve problems. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Every power taking away the best of you through sleep, may that power release you in Jesus' name. Yeah. Are you hearing me?
Yes.
Give us that Proverbs chapter 20 verse 13 as we close. How many of you are blessed? Are you blessed already? Huh? Wisdom is the application of acquired knowledge, but understanding is why and how to apply it. Why am I living? How should I live? When such questions started happening, coming to you, then you are now is the beginning of your rising. But if then you wake up, you don't ask God, why am I even existing? Why do you allow me to still be living? Lord, when all these questions started coming, then you are not rising. Then when you are thinking of mundane things, why is it you are not allowing me to marry? You say I'm going to live and die without marriage? Is that the reason why you are existing? How many wives did Jesus marry? What of John the Baptist? So sometimes we capitalize on nothing. And if we ask someone else, why do you want to marry? Say, because all my mates are married. Is that the reason for marriage? If some people will open up to you that marriage, they regret marriage, you will sit down and say, Lord, it's going to take me. In fact, if it is my last year on earth, that marriage will be okay for me. Let it be. See, I told you, I went to Abuja one Saturday time to preach in one place. At the end of the meeting, somebody ran to me. 29 days of marriage got broken. 29 days. I'm not saying 29 months. Days. Oh, another one, 2 weeks. If this person has not married now, he said, Pastor, please pray for me. Let us man come. 29 days. By the time I finished counseling the person, I sorry for her. Proverbs chapter 20 verse 30 says, love not sleep, lest thou come to poverty. If you are poor today, it is because you are a sleeper. You are a lover of sleep. Open thy eyes, and thou shalt be satisfied with bread. What is the meaning of that? Get understanding, and you shall be satisfied with bread. Here you go. You gather God's knowledge without applying it. It's not good. I define three categories of poor people. Huh? The first category of poor people, they are the people that have no God's knowledge at all. We call them the poor. Then the poorer. Are there that they not even look for God's understanding at all? They are satisfied. They don't have. They are not even striving to have. Then the poorest are they that have God's understanding and refuse to apply it. They are the poorest. They have what it takes. You refuse to apply it. As I will see on every day, when they break again, it's another opportunity. Do you understand my point? If I am a thankful person, honestly, results will come. But when you are thinkless, see some people say, what is your issue? Say, I'm not giving birth. I need to give birth. Is that the problem? How many voices do anyone say, I need God present desperately? Is this children you have? In the name of Jesus Christ. You see the other woman that gave testimony that day? So she came out. for her sister issue. He jumped on her first before jumping on the sister. So, for God to give you children, it's not a problem. For God to give you husband, it's not a problem. But one thing that God commanded and desired of everyone that come to him, so that they will have him as their eternal possession. The presence of God. Jesus said, don't mind about what to eat, where to live, what to wear. He said, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all these things that people are dying for will be hardened unto you. Yeah, they didn't agree. You see the matter now? I want us to pray. How many of you are blessed? God's wisdom and God's understanding. Favor. God's favor and men's favor are product of good understanding. And I say wisdom is the application of acquired knowledge. Understanding is why and how the knowledge should be applied. Don't forget this. That is why if we don't know the reason for a thing, the abuse is inevitable. So you must know this. It's on us. Why are you preaching? I say, I want everyone to be a possessor of Christ. Simple. That is what is driving us. Because if everyone on earth carry Jesus and Jesus dwelleth in them, there will be no crime. Nobody will be, there will be no kidnapping. Those who are kidnapping today, because they lack the presence of God. Politicians looting government money, looting the people money. It is because Jesus is absent from them. That's why we love to go everywhere. If you can just have him, then all other things will be added unto you. Ask some preacher now. Why are they preaching? They have no reason. That's why to preach Kuma say Ankani. Abi? In the name of the Lord Jesus. Receive grace to know the reason for your existence. Receive grace to make God's wisdom and God's understanding your priority. Receive grace to search for it. Receive grace to pray for it. And receive grace to receive him. In the name of Jesus Christ. And so shall it be. In Jesus' name. And let the beloved of the Lord say,
we trust that you have been blessed by this message.
For more of our messages, visit our website www.thequeen.org.ng
or call the following numbers for more inquiries:
081-3553-7845,
080-6061-8421,
070-6227-0070,
081-3291-4775. Jesus is Lord.